This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha sat till late last night to hold discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the lower house yesterday, is intended to increase the number of seats in the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850. Out of 850 seats, 815 members will be elected from the states and 35 members from the union territories. The objective of the bill is to implement one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha, as well as the assemblies of states and union territories. The Delimitation Bill 2026, introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the Lok Sabha, provides for the constitution of the Delimitation Commission to undertake the exercise of delimitation, facilitating the reservation of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019. The legislation provides for the readjustment of parliamentary and assembly constituencies by the Delimitation Commission. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process. He said, Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country, and this is the need of the hour to give them due representation in the policy-making.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं हैं। हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में सात अर्थ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने ये समय की मांग है.
The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. In a brief intervention, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise. Leaders of various political parties took part in the deliberations. However, the discussion on the bills remained inconclusive. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reply to the discussion today. Celebrations broke out across Beirut as a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon came into force, with fireworks and celebratory gunfire lighting up the night sky. The ceasefire, which began last night, has temporarily halted hostilities and is aimed at creating space for diplomatic engagement. U.S. State Department said the truce is intended to enable good faith negotiations toward a permanent security and peace agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a virtual meeting with the Trade Minister of South Korea, Yohan Koo, yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, both the leaders held discussions on strengthening the bilateral economic cooperation between India and South Korea. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 196 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 21 balls to spare. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.